Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
In the course of this message today, I hope to get to something I want to give to you in relation to how you can be in a place where you never lack. People are challenged today economically, financially, spiritually, you name it, on every level. And it's a spiritual thing. But toward the end of this message that we'll do today, I want to give you some instruction on how to never lack. And I'm a witness of this. Amen. I'm a witness of this, how God will always provide for you. Amen. It's not based upon our economy or the stock exchange or our banking accounts or things like that. You know, do your due diligence with that. But that doesn't hold the answers. Amen. You know, in the book of Revelation, it talks about come out from Babylon. Come out. There's a system. It's not broke. It's working properly. Because it's put in place not for you to prosper, but to destroy you. Amen. That's the systems of this world. And so we must be governed by and operate under another system while we are here. It's likened unto us a Goshen, where Israel was in a place called Goshen, but yet they were in Egypt. But Goshen was governed differently than Egypt was. Egypt was marked for God's judgment. This is why we must come out of Babylon, because Babylon is marked for judgment. Well, oh, yeah, amen, and a huh. Where's the rest of the amens? We don't oftentimes like to face up to the reality of the time in which we live. These are troubled times. These are the perilous times. But we're not governed by these times. See, if you don't know, then you got good cause to be afraid. But if you understand the pathways, if you understand that God doesn't abandon us because it's dark out there. He said, arise and shine. Your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Darkness shall cover the earth. Gross darkness. But that's not our portion. But if you don't know, you'll be sucked into that. But Babylon's about to be judged big time. Look at the economies of the world. They ain't got no answers. And it's going to get worse. But we're not locked into that. And I want to show you how God will prosper you in the midst of this. We're not subjected to that. Somebody say the devil is a lie. His system's going down. A kingdom system's being established. Kingdom people, ye are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Amen. So you got to understand, something's going to be shaken. Everything that can be shaken is going to shake. But that cannot be shaken will remain. And so you have to build on the solid foundation. And it requires faith, not your dollar bill. Your dollar has no value in heaven. You can't buy nothing in heaven with a dollar. It's faith that's the currency. And it's the currency to bring heaven here. Let me say that again. Faith is the currency to bring heaven here. Everybody trying to get out of here to go there, but God says, no, bring there, here. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Don't be so quick to try to get out of here. God needs your light to shine in the darkness. There's a whole lot of folk out there don't know, have no clue. They're lost. They're wandering and floundering, and they need to see light. You are the light. Amen. We're going to continue talking about kingdom order. Amen. And I simply want to talk about the kingdom within you. The kingdom within. Remember, the Lord said, the kingdom of God comes without observation. You can't say here or there. No, the kingdom is within you. It's among us, but it's within you. Amen. Too often people are looking for all their answers out there. Amen. They ain't got the answers. No. Looking for answers, people are not even saved. Now, some it's tight, but it's right. Now, I'm not saying that people out there are just totally ignorant. They don't have the answers. They don't have the spiritual answers that you need. Amen. They can give you advice. They can give you information. Amen. They can give you stuff that can help you, but they don't have the answer. Amen. Jesus is the answer. Amen. Jesus is the wisdom. Everything you need is on the inside of you. Everything. This fella gets in the way. The prince of the power of the air, the prince of the frequencies is jamming your frequency. So you're locked into the Babylonian system. You have the verse of scripture that says, "He there is that scatters and yet increases. And there is that withholds more than they need, but it tends to poverty." What sense does that make? Amen. There is that scatters, that gives, but they increase. Amen. And there are those that hoard up and try to build up a bank account, and it tends to poverty. Amen. This is the system I'm talking about. Amen. It's God's system. It doesn't make sense. Amen. It makes no sense. It's not supposed to make sense. You gotta receive it by faith. Remember, faith is the currency. That's the only way you barter. That's the only way you buy. That's the only way you receive. Through faith. Not through your intellect. Not through your scheming. Not through interest rates. All this stuff that people are locked into that stuff. It has a place, but it don't have the answers. The answer is in Christ. He is the wisdom of God. Anybody ever had the Lord tell them something that didn't make sense? Hello? Or it sounded too big? Or you rebuked it when it was him? The devil is a lie. No, that was the Lord. Peter, one of the apostles, the Lord was sending Cornelius. And he was dealing with Peter. And he simultaneously sent Cornelius' men to meet Peter. Amen. Peter went on the roof. He was hungry. And he was waiting for the food to get prepared, and God gave him a vision. And in the vision, there was this sheet with all these different animals that were forbidden. Amen. For them to eat, unclean. Amen. And in the vision, the Lord said, "Arise, Peter, slay and eat." And Peter said, "Not so, Lord." I mean, he argued with the Lord in the vision. Like some of us, we argue with the Lord. Now, I never put anything in my mouth unclean. But he didn't know what the Lord was preparing him for. Amen. It didn't make sense to Peter. Amen. You better get ready for some stuff. God's going to use to blow your mind. That's why you can't lock God in no box. Amen. He's going to move in ways that you didn't expect, that you don't understand, but it's going to be God nonetheless. Amen. So Peter, you know the story. Peter went to Cornelius' house, and what God was doing, he was doing something new that hadn't been done before. He was reaching out or breaking into the Gentile. See, some of y'all going to be on cutting-edge stuff. So you can't be listening to the world and just locked into what CNN says, or Fox News, and all this riffraff, Republican and Democrat, and all this stuff that's going on. It's ploys of the devil just to keep you distracted. The Diddy trial, you know, everybody just filing. You spend more time than that than in your Bible. You didn't even pray this morning. You got up on your phone, you know, looking, see what's what. Tell the truth. Go ahead and repent. Distraction. The world is a whirlwind. We're not subjected to that system.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.